Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From pitch to the center circle studio, Tim Van Horn goes studs up into the soccer world where no one is safe. The 18-yard box is wall-free. This is My Three Subs Podcast. A soccer odyssey with your manager, Tim Van Horn.
I'm Tim Van Horn.
And I am Brody Scott.
Welcome to the My Three Subs Podcast special bonus edition today.
On location, actually, from the facility here where Memphis 901 FC is doing their practicing.
Absolutely a beautiful facility. Beautiful weather expected in Memphis as Memphis 901 FC will be taking on Indy 11 Saturday night, 6 o'clock Central Time on ESPN+. You can also check your local networks in case of local coverage. Nonetheless, we thought we had a great preview episode for the fans of Memphis 901 FC and Indy 11 already, and then kapow, here comes breaking news yesterday.
The big breaking news, and this is worldwide news, was that the Secretary of Defense for U.S. Men's National Team, Tim Howard, will be joining the cast and crew when it comes to Memphis 901 FC. I don't know how else to put it other than, wow.
Well, you know, let's listen to Tim Howard in his own words and his motivation and the decision and the process of suiting up for Memphis 901 FC. Here's Tim Howard.
You know, I did a bit of preseason training, and I guess you can't lose what you never had. So I felt pretty good out there and felt like I can contribute. And quite honestly, it's a long 10-month season, and we need guys to be able to step up at any given moment and wear the shirt with pride and help us win games. And to be honest, that was my only focus, is, you know, can I be a part of this group and help this team drive it forward and win games and help create culture and get some wins under our belt and push towards the playoffs. That was really my only motivation.
And speaking of motivation, boy, Tim Howard, I can't tell you the motivation that's on the pitch right now for Memphis 901 FC out here at practice has been raised. That bar has been just elevated.
Tim Howard turns 41 on Friday, the day before the opening match versus Indy 11.
We're all Pisces, baby.
And he's got different hats to wear as minority owner of the club and now sporting director and now as starting goalkeeper. And he's always been an intense guy, so I asked him, how does he keep his edge now that he's wearing so many different hats?
I never lose it. I don't think you can turn it off and on like a faucet. And so I've always been competitive. You know, as we build this team, I'm very competitive. I want our team to win, whether I'm playing or not. It's a passion I have. It's something that I lose sleep over, but it's who I am. And so, again, whether I'm playing or not playing, I sometimes have to quell that passion because it oozes out of me. So, I'll play as many games as possible, but I'll be a great teammate to the guys in and around the team. And whether I'm on the field or not, it's again, I'm passionate about this club and winning.
Amazing stuff from Tim Howard. It sounds like he is ready for Saturday night's match, and we hope that you are too. We're trying to get you ready. Along with Brody Scott, I'm Tim Van Horn for the My Three Subs Podcast. This is a bonus episode. It's the Memphis 901 FC versus Indy 11 match preview. We talked about Tim Howard and all of the experience he brings to the table, but he's not the only one that brings experience to this 2020 club.
No, of course, you've got Coach Mulch out there, been there, done that. But you also have English football leaguers out on the pitch as well. You actually sat down with Keanu Marsh-Brown to talk about what he's bringing to the table.
Let's hear what Keanu Marsh-Brown has to say, one of the new players for Memphis 901 FC.
Yeah, to be a successful team, you've got to be bang on it every day in training, tuned in as a team, as a group, know what you want to achieve at the end of the season, then make sure that's fine-tuned. And when you go into every training session and every game, everyone's on the same map.
What's Tim Mulqueen's message to you guys? What has it been throughout the training? I know last year the team finished 15th, and I know wants bigger, stronger, faster this year. You've come in and helped with that. What has been his message throughout training?
As a team, we work together. We support each other. We listen to his coaching methods, and we go into training and try and tell us what he's done in the meetings and put it on the training pitch and take that into games. And for us to do well this season, I think we have to listen to the coach. Obviously, he's got great experience working at the levels he's been working at, and from my experience back in the UK, that's what you need to be a top table team.
And that does it for the home side of this Memphis 901 FC versus Indy 11 special preview. Coming up, we'll talk about Martin Rennie's Indy 11. They were oh so close to winning the cup final last year, and they're going to try to start their journey coming up on Saturday night. Kickoff time?
At 6 p.m. here in Memphis.
That's right, Central Time. You can find it on ESPN Plus and check your local stations as well. Stick around. Coming up, it's Indy 11 on the My 3 Subs bonus podcast.
And that takes us to the half. More next on My 3 Subs, a soccer odyssey. There's the whistle. Second half, My 3 Subs action from the Center Circle Studios.
Cam, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Thanks for having me on. I'm doing great. It's nice to be in my hometown, but definitely missing all that food in Memphis.
Well, I know Saturday night for you, Cam, is going to be kind of a bit of a double homecoming. One, coming back to play for the team in which you led in assists last year. You had 7 assists for Memphis 901 FC. But in a way, playing for Indy 11's a homecoming for you as well, because you live right up 465, don't you? I mean, this is pretty much your backyard.
Yeah, so it's takes me about 10 minutes to get the train every day from my house that I grew up in. So it's going to be an awesome, Saturday night. I'm super excited to see all the fans in Memphis. I'm super stoked to start the year at Indy 11.
So, Cam, here you are. You're just a few miles from where you grew up, but you're going into a new team. I got to ask you, how has your captain, Matt Watson, and the rest of the team welcomed you into the fold after, the successful season that they had? Now you're the new guy on the club.
Yeah, definitely. I had a relationship with Matt Watson kind of growing up, playing for the Fire. I returned the first team here and there when he was a part of the club. So it was nice knowing him, and obviously, knowing the captain helps a lot. But this team has such a tight-knit culture, and there's just so many guys that are returning this year, which is kind of rare in a USL club. So they brought in those new guys and made us feel like part of the family. And every day, we're doing stuff on and off the pitch together and, really enjoying, the time we spend together.
Last year with Memphis 901 FC, as you led the club with 7 assists, you were pretty much a guy that was all over the pitch. Sometimes you played the six, sometimes you would play the eight. You might have even played the 10. You're so fast, I might have just blinked and missed it. Where do you see yourself playing with Indy 11 this season?
Yeah, I mean, we have four positions in midfield that we kind of play, and you know, it changes game to game. We have eight really good players to fill those positions, so it could be on the deeper line, it could be on the higher line, you know. Whatever team Martin picks, I think it'll be the right one. And if I happen to be in that, then I'll give everything I have. But if it's coming off the bench some weeks and that's what it takes to win games, then I'll definitely do it. But if I'm just on the pitch, no matter where I am, I'm going to give Indy 11 everything I have.
In your recent showcase that Indy 11 had to wrap up the preseason, I noticed your coach Martin Rennie played you guys in a 3-4-3 formation, at least to start out those matches. Is that something that the club is maybe looking to do heading into 2020? Is that going to be the main focus for the time being, going with three backs tactically?
I don't know. I think it'll change game to game. I think a three-back system is so great. You see some of the best teams in the world play it, and obviously, you know, we're not in the, you know, big leagues, but if you can play that system well and you know how to do it and you have three really good center backs, then I think it's definitely beneficial because it allows your attackers to express themselves a bit more. And we have a bunch of good attackers like Pasher and Carlton and those kind of guys. So if we can get them freedom and have them be able to, you know, just worry about attacking and not necessarily defending, then, you know, maybe that's the way to be. But whatever formation we play, we'll get the right personnel on the field.
Cam Lindley joining us from Indy 11. Of course, he'll be in town Saturday night as Indy 11 on the road for their first, basically, month of the season. They'll get back at it on April 4th for their home opener. But you'll be in Memphis Saturday night, and as I mentioned, quite a bit of last year's club that went to the Eastern Conference Finals is back, including leading scorer Tyler Pasher. How has the club looked in preseason?
The preseason's been great. We've looked strong. We have, you know, 24 guys on our roster and 24 guys who can start for this team. So the competition's been incredible, and it's awesome to be a part of it. And, yeah, guys like Pasher, you know, guys like Hackshaw, you know, those kind of guys that, you know, had great seasons last year are definitely looking to build on those and have even better years this year.
What has been Martin Rennie's message to you heading into the opening week of the season after the club had such a successful 2019?
Yeah, I think, you know, the message that he's put across to us is, okay, you know, we probably can go out and win games here and there if we aren't at our best, but we want to be a club and someone that prides ourselves on going out every match and performing 100% no matter who that opponent is, no matter what the circumstances are. We want to go out there and play our best football because we believe that if we play our best football, then we can win the majority of the games. But the Eastern Conference is so strong, and we hopefully will be at the top of it at the end of the year.
Now, with opening night coming to Memphis, I'm guessing you're probably going to get cheers at least until that first tackle goes in, and then I guess all bets are off, huh?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the fans will be happy to see me, but who knows, if I score a goal or lay a bad tackle, I don't think they'll be very happy about that.
If you pull another St. Louis, I think the boos might rain down after last year.
Absolutely.
And I think that's one of the things that probably made it such a good fit for you with Indianapolis was the fact that not only could you play multiple positions, but the fact that you don't pull out of tackles. For you, you're fully committed wherever you're placed on the pitch.
Yeah, I think, you know, we have, like I've said, it's just the mentality here, and the whole preseason has just been about competing, because it could be me one week and it could be, you know, someone else the next weekend that's just having, you know, a great game or making a huge tackle. And, you know, that's been the best part about preseason, is just I felt like I've grown already as a player in these, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, you know, and it's been great.
All right, one last question before I go. I know you're now, you mentioned, within about 10 minutes from where you grew up. With all the home cooking that might be available, have you been able to remain match fit through the preseason?
It's been tough. Been able to remain fit. We do lots of running up here in Indy, so I guess I've been able to, you know, cheat a bit. But no, it's been awesome to have that again.
That's terrific. Cam, thank you so much for spending time with us. Cam Lindley, midfielder for Indy 11. He will be one that will likely be featured Saturday night as Indy 11 come to Memphis, Tennessee to visit Memphis 901 FC. You can catch that match on ESPN+. I'll be with J.J. Greer in the booth. If you're in Indianapolis, there'll be watch parties at the Union Jack Pub, O'Reilly's, and Campbell's Highland Grill, so no excuse to miss that first match with Indy 11 and Memphis 901 FC. Cam, been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. We wish you a very healthy and prosperous 2020.
Thank you. See you soon.
Here's the whistle. Thank you for listening. Check out more My Three Subs podcast, A Soccer Odyssey.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.